Hey everybody, it's Anthony Decker here, Decker Real Estate Group, out here getting it done as only Decker can. So we're going to talk about property taxes and real estate. This time of year, I know it's summer, I know it's hot outside, but fall is right around the corner. Property tax season is there. So if you are selling a house, very important, because this it's always creates confusion in the fall, late summer, early fall, into the winter. So when you're selling a house, number one, the property taxes are based off of what you're selling the house for, not your current property tax rate. So say for an example, you bought your house 3 years ago for $100,000. You're selling it for $130,000. The property taxes that you are going to pay are going to be based off the $130,000, not the $100,000 that you have been paying. That always creates confusion, but that's how it's done. So when you go to sell a house, you're going to slightly pay more in property taxes because it's based off the new purchase price. Number two, usually how it's done is the seller gives the buyer a credit at closing from January 1st until the closing date. So say you were to close on your house today, the seller would give the buyer a credit from January 1 until today. And then when the property taxes came out, the buyer would be responsible for paying the entire amount. That's how it works the majority of the year. When you get into late summer, early fall, the way it changes is the property tax, the entire property tax bill is paid at closing. And then the buyer will give the seller a credit from the closing date until December 31st. So it changes a little bit, and there's always a little bit of confusion around that. But you need to make sure you have a strong agent, that when you're selling your house, you get a debt sheet. Your agent explains these things to you. Because if not, it's going to look like number soup, because it does change this time of year. Some banks are requiring it now. Some will require it later in the year. It's lender specific, but it's going to happen more than likely if you're putting a house on the market, if you're accepting an offer now, you're going to run into this. It's nothing to be worried about. It's just it's different on the numbers. But we always run into, people always have questions, how come I'm paying more property tax than I paid last year? Because it's based on the sales price, because that's what the new buyer is going to be paying taxes on. So if you guys have any questions about buying or selling, any questions about property tax,